This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for June 2025. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Judith A. Resnick's life as an American astronaut, electrical engineer, software engineer, biomedical engineer, pilot, and musician? And what musical instrument did she play? Judith Arlene Resnick was born on April 5, 1949 to Jewish parents, Dr. Marvin Resnick, an optometrist, and Sarah Polensky Resnick, a legal secretary in Akron, Ohio. Marvin Resnick was born in Prelouk, Ukraine. She had a younger brother, Charles. She began studying the piano at a young age. Quote, she was an outstanding student, excelling in mathematics, science, languages, and piano, end quote. How long did Judy Resnick practice her piano each day, and what were her SAT scores? Every day, Judith Resnick practiced her piano for 1 hour each day. When she was questioned about her intensity on the piano, she said, quote, I never play anything softly. On her scholastic aptitude test, she had perfect scores of 800. Judith Resnick earned her bachelor's science degree in electrical engineering in 1970 from Carnegie Mellon. After graduation, she worked for RCA Corporation, Morristown, New Jersey. Quote, for the Navy, building custom integrated circuitry for the phased array radar control systems, and later developed electronics and software for NASA's sounding rocket telemetry system, end quote. She wrote an academic paper on, quote, special purpose integrated circuitry, end quote, which caught the attention of NASA. Judith Resnick, in 1977, earned her PhD at the University of Maryland in electronic engineering with honors. After earning her PhD, she worked for a Xerox Corporation in Los Angeles, California, in product development as a senior system engineer. This is where, quote, she first read about and applied for a job as an astronaut with NASA, end quote. Dr. Judith Resnick was chosen over 8,000 applicants to be an astronaut at NASA. In August 1978, quote, Dr. Resnick completed the one-year training as an astronaut, end quote. After she joined NASA, quote, she piloted the Northrop T-38 Talon. Astronaut Jerome Apps described her as an excellent pilot and superb operator in space, end quote. Her first assignment was the maiden voyage of the Shuttle Discovery. On August 30, 1984, she was, quote, a mission specialist working on the orbiter development software, software for experiments, training techniques, and remote manipulator system, equipment which was used to remove hazardous ice from the wings of the orbiter, end quote. Dr. Resnick, quote, flew her second and final mission on the Shuttle Challenger as a flight engineer and backup pilot to the commander. All aboard the Challenger were lost shortly after launch, end quote. One of Judith's close friends said, quote, what Judith's life said again and again was that to work to excel at what you love is one of life's rare, deep pleasures. You must use your talents, do your best, and do it now. Time does not wait. Do not spend it on wishing, end quote. Dr. Judith Resnick was a longtime member of the Society of Women Engineers. The Judith Resnick Memorial Award was established in 1990 in her honor by the Society of Women Engineers for, quote, women students pursuing aerospace or astronautical engineering degrees, end quote. Dr. Judy Resnick was an American astronaut, electrical engineer, software engineer, biomedical engineer, pilot, and musician. She was the second woman in space. She died on January 28, 1986, at age 36.